Talk Back Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and we're brought to you by our friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, brought to you by our friends at Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by Celsius, high-quality energy drink to get you going. Now, we go to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com, and we welcome to the program head coach Grass Lake Baseball, Keith Sullen. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Hey, very good, Mark. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man, and thank you for taking time out, because I know this is not like an easy schedule for coaches to fit us in, but thank you for taking some time for us today, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, no problem at all. Just blessed for the opportunity to talk about the team today.
And, it looks like you got one heck of a team on your hands this year. So far, 5-0 in conference play. That's and when you talk about the Cascades Conference, that's a conference that really, I mean, no matter what the sport is, the teams just go in there and beat each other up, no matter what the sport is. So to be 5-0 at this point in the season, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, without a doubt, we have a lot of good teams within the conference, a lot of good pitching within the conference, a lot of good batters within the conference, but somehow we're 5-0. We're trusting the process and sticking to our roots, and performing and making the clutch hits when necessary, making the defensive plays when necessary. So all engines are rolling right now. We have a conference game tonight against Manchester, and then one more at the end of the season against EJ. And between that, we have our conference tournament, and so we're expected to do good in these next five games, and hopefully come out victorious and be the Cascades champion.
Nice. Well, let's talk about the season up to this point, and how you got to 5-0. I mean, we don't have to detail every game, but I'm sure there's a standout in there or two, from this season that really be worth having a conversation about with our listeners. Do you have a couple highlights or something you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, without a doubt. In 1 week, we played Napoleon and Michigan Center, and we ended up winning both games, obviously, since we're 5-0 within the conference. Napoleon pitched their ace, being Grant Bradley. He's going to U of M to pitch, so that was awesome. Wow. We ended up putting 8 runs. I think we won 8-2 that game. I think we put 8 runs on him. Up on him and his team, which was very, very good on our end. We had a lot of energy that game. And then a couple of days later, we ended up playing Michigan Center. And we won in another close game that was, again, we just kind of figured out a way to win. We kept grinding, kept chopping down the tree, and ended up coming victorious in the end for that. But that week was probably the highlight up to this point of the season, where we took down basically two of the top dogs in the conference. And then the previous Friday is when we played Hanover, and we ended up beating Hanover 3-1, scoring 3 runs in the last inning as well. So that 5-6 day stretch was definitely the highlight so far of the season.
So when you kind of look back on what's happened so far in the season, when you first got the team together, early spring, late winter, whatever it was, you kind of know what you're going to have even a year out. But when you got the team together, did you think, hey, this is going to be our year, or is this kind of a surprise for you this year?
Well, we have a hardworking team. We're led by we have 2 seniors, being Brock Harms and Ashton Molnar, 4 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 2 freshmen. So we're a pretty balanced team, 6 upperclassmen, 6 lowerclassmen. So we have a lot of talent that are in the underclassmen, and I'm blessed to have those guys up and blessed to have the upperclassmen up too. But winning conference was a goal of ours. Winning district is a goal of ours. So I expected to be in this situation, but to be here 5-0, that is definitely a blessing for our team, and to be able to just accomplish, keep working to accomplish our goals.
Right. So tell me about the seniors and maybe some of the other kids on the team. But let's start with the seniors. What what's their journey been like going through the Grass Lake system, and what's it like coaching these kids this year?
Well, these kids are special. Brock Harms and Ashton Molnar, they're leading the way. Brock Harms is one of the vocal leaders, and he's doing pretty good at the plate and out in outfield too. He's, you know, we put him at third base, put him at short. He's pitched a couple of games, so wow. he's an Army Swiss knife. He's willing to do whatever it takes for the team. He's got a 344 batting average, and he likes to wear pitches. I think he has. He definitely leads the team in hit by pitches. I think he's gotten one almost every game, honestly. It looks like he has 12 hit by pitches up to this point in the season.
Right,
so
Hold on a second. Does that mean he's crowding the plate, or does that mean he's leading into it, or is he just
like
a big target?
He's not leading into it, you know. But I said, hey, Brock, you're a hittable guy, you know. So, he does whatever it takes, and if he's not going to get out of the way, he's going to, you know, turn his back, and he's going to wear it. You know, he's a tough cookie, that's for sure. This is last year he wasn't able to play. He was coming off a ACL injury, so he actually had maybe, I think, 3-4 at-bats last year. He was only able to bat in that field. So this year he's definitely broken out of his shell, and he's putting in a lot of work in the offseason. He did so, and that definitely shows right now.
Nice. We're talking with Keith Sullen. He's the head coach of Grass Lake Baseball. All right, tell us about the other senior on the team.
Ashton Molnar. He's definitely the smartest kid on the team. He's going to my alma mater, Western Michigan, for to becoming a pilot. So that is very cool. I'm very proud of him. He had a knee injury a year or so ago, and so he's transitioned from catcher to first base, playing some outfield too. And he's a vocal leader. He leads by example on the field and in the dugout. He's just a very smart kid. He knows his role, and he helps out the team in any way that he can.
Well, that's got to be a heck of a transition from catcher to first base, because usually it's just a totally different type of body style between the two positions. Your catchers have to have a gun in order to get it to second base, and a first baseman has to be able to get that long reach for the throw coming from third. That's quite a transition.
Yeah, he's putting in some work in the beginning of the season, and really stepped up and improved his first baseman skills, his fielding skills, and his fly ball skills as well. So he's definitely putting in the work to be where he's at today.
All right. So anybody else on the team that our listeners should be aware of?
Yeah, without a doubt. We have a junior who's one of our 1A, 1B pitcher, you know, Blake Stark. He's tearing it up. He leads the team in hits and on the offensive side of things. And pitching-wise, he's the K-King. He's just striking out wow. a lot of people. He had 6 last night through a complete game. And then our other pitcher, standout pitcher, is freshman Braden Lape. He's a stud. He's a 3-sport varsity athlete as a freshman. So wow. he's mowing down the competitors too on the mound. And he's second behind Blake Stark in hits. They both have 15 and 14 hits respectively, with over 300 batting averages. So
wow.
They're producing and. They're leading the charge on the offense and the pitching side of things.
Well, seriously, it sounds like you got a few kids there we need to put in Tigers uniforms too.
Without a doubt, yeah, I think the Tigers could use any help that they could get. That's for sure.
Oh, so all right, so 5-0 right now. You mentioned briefly the tournament coming up, and I think what maybe a lot of people listening don't realize is that Cascades kind of switched up their postseason a little bit, and they're going to more of a round robin style for the tournament. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. So we play each team once during the season, mm-hmm. And then we get seeded 1 through 8, and then it's basically 1 plays 8, 2 plays 7, 3 plays 4, 5, and 6. And then after game 1 on May 16th, we play the following Thursday on May 19th, and then the championship would be the 23rd. Each team in the conference is guaranteed three games, and so it's basically you win and win and survive, win in advance. So that's kind of how we're doing things. And then it's basically a 50-50 split between who's the conference champion. So being 5-0 in the conference right now with two games left, and then the tournament with being three games left, you know, I mean, everything's on the table. So it's not like we still have to work. We still have to keep grinding. We still have to keep winning games to be Cascade Conference champion.
You haven't played everybody in the Cascades yet, because, I mean, if my math's right, that means you still have a team or two to go before, you know, you actually play everybody before the tournament. Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So with that said, and I'm just kind of, I don't know, because of how things are reported with the MHSAA, are you guaranteed a first seed in that tournament yet? Or are you still kind of competing for others with that?
We're still competing. Okay. Michigan Center's chomping on their heels. They too beat Napoleon a week or so back. Hanover's chomping on their heels too. So we got to win out to be number one seed in the conference, really.
Okay. Because you get that one seed, it's still a pretty easy, it's an easier route. Not that it's, you know, you still got to show up and work, like you said, but it's an easier route to the championship game, one seed over any of the other seeds in there. You like your chances in the tournament?
Yeah, without a doubt. I always like our chances with these boys. I'd die for these guys. I love them. Love them with my whole heart. But, they're a great group, and they like to work. They like to mess around. They like to have fun. And I think that's them playing with relaxed and energies when they're playing their best. So as long as they're having fun on the diamond, then I'll take them any day.
Have you looked ahead to the district tournament yet?
Yeah, we are we drew Clinton at Manchester on June 4th, so they will be our first game. We actually played Clinton over this last weekend at our Warrior Invite and ended up losing 5-3 to them. So it was a good game. We made some mistakes. Our bats weren't on fire like they had been the last couple of weeks, but it was a good opportunity to check out the competition. And they're a good, well coached team, a great team all around. So I'm excited to be able to compete and play for that district play for that opportunity for the district championship.
So if I remember correctly, Joe Gillis is their head coach?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, he graduated a year ahead of me at Clinton. So
nice, very cool.
I'm a little familiar.
Guy. We talked briefly on Saturday.
All right. Well, we're wishing you the best of luck with the rest of the season. Sounds like you've got just a bunch of great guys on your team. And really, with some of the things that you've said about them, not only that, but how you said it. I mean, you've got these guys in your heart, and you really, really care. You care about the game, and you care about the team, but, I mean, you care about them as young men and as individuals, too.
Absolutely. I mean, the goals are the same each and every year, to mold great men, to mold great men into great people and sound ball players. So, yeah, that's what I strive to do. I try to be more of a mentor, a role model, help them out in any way possible. And then, if we're winning games, it's just the cherry on top.
Outstanding. Well, Keith, wish you the best of luck the rest of the season, and hopefully we'll be talking with you soon after we have some district and regional wins too, all right?
Absolutely. Appreciate it. I will say we have a doubleheader this Friday, May 13th, against Stockbridge. We're teaming up with the American Cancer Society to strike out cancer. If you have a free Friday evening, come out and support. We also have our Grass Lake Summer Youth League kids running the bases between games. So we hope for a great turnout, and anyone's welcome. So I hope to see you guys at the Diamond.
Outstanding. Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time today, Keith. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great afternoon.
Keith Sullen joining us here on Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.